Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I've got a lot of great memories here and experiences throughout my career, mostly and the highlight being the 2016 Ryder Cup at Hazeltine. It's just one of those moments that I cherish in my career, and being a part of that team was something really special, and getting that win was exceptional. So I have a lot of really great memories here.
That's Phil Mickelson talking with the media yesterday, including a lot with Jerry Zagoda, who's with the Star Tribune, who's good enough to join us as he gets ready for a long, busy day. Jerry's fun covering these tournaments, but it's pretty intense for a guy like you.
Yeah, it's not hard work, but it's time-consuming. You're out here, if you want to get here early, you can be out here from 6:45 tee time all the way to 2 o'clock tee time. You can be here from, you know, dawn to dusk. So, you know, if it's thing like the U.S. Open are here, you know, 156 player fields. That's a lot of guys to go through the first two days.
Yeah, and then we'll see where the cut ends up. What are your thoughts? Can you give us any idea what you think the kind of scores will be here? That's the biggest question of this tournament.
Well, it depends. A guy like Lehman thinks, you know, it's going to be in the 20s, and you know, people have seen the senior players, the Champions Tour players, you know, go 25 under, 23 under, but they've made a lot of changes out here. Kepka yesterday said, you know, he was thinking 12 to 15, which may be hopeful thinking because he wants it to be tough. Because as it's proven, you know, the guy's won double the majors as he's won regular tour events, so he likes it when it's hard and guys are kind of going backwards. So we'll see. I think it's going to probably be pretty close to 20. It depends. If it stays like this, who knows? They need some wind out here. And right now it's pretty calm, but, you know, I've never been out here 4 days in a row when it hasn't blown sometimes, so
yeah.
We'll see.
Jerry, tell me about these greens and pin placement, and who dictates where that pin is placed?
Well, the PGA Tour officials have it. I mean, they're big greens. This thing was originally built for this site, you know, former sod farm. So wide fairways, big greens. They've narrowed the fairways in areas where these guys are going to hit it. They haven't really changed the greens at all except for number 10. They took a big section of one out of it, so it's kind of a diagonal green because it's a shorter hole, so it makes the approach harder. But otherwise, they've left the green. So I'm thinking, you know, especially if the scores go low early, they'll tuck some pins and put them close to the edges because that's about the only defense you have out here.
Do you like the way they set up 18 as a finishing hole?
Yeah, it's cool how they've done it now because they've moved the tee on the other side of 17, created this area to put in sky boxes. You know, it's not going to be quite like 16 at TPC Scottsdale, but kind of has that feel of all these people around it. And you turn the hole from relatively short, you know, for where the Champions Tour has played it. Now you put the tee up on the hill. You narrow the fairway, it becomes basically a dogleg right. They double the size of the pond. It'll be fun. I mean, Hollis earlier this week said, you know, they want birdies out here and train wrecks.
Yeah.
And that's one place. That and then maybe number two is a place where you might get a train wreck or two of guys. You know, you have to find the fairway. If you hit it too far, you're in the rough, and then you got a 240-yard shot over. So we'll see if that hold, you know, decides the tournament come here, the final hole on Sunday.
That'll be fun. Jerry, also that this course, if people don't know, designed by Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer and with Lehman. And, you know, when Palmer, I mean, in his later years, it was his design company that did a lot of it. But I think he was pretty involved here because I think Hollis said, you know, the first time he showed him the site, you know, Arnie didn't seem to be too impressed with it. But they did what they could. You know, it was a former sod farm, and they've done what they can, and they made a bunch of changes last fall expressly for this, and I think this will be kind of the test. You know, after they get done with this, they'll analyze it and see what still needs to be done, because the contract to hold this thing, I think, is 7 years, so we got some time to make some changes.
It always won't be July 4th, by the way, folks, either, will it?
No, next year it's going to be a week after the British Open, which Hollis seems to think is better, but, you know, trying to get guys to come back the week after play a major, come across the ocean, we'll see what kind of field, and I don't know what it's set up after that, but I think it's going to change probably a couple times during those 7 years.
Do you like the field?
I think that, you know, I would have liked to see them try to, you know, maybe get one or two more, you know, a Jordan Spieth or a Justin Thomas or, you know, Dustin Johnson. I thought maybe a couple guys who missed the cut in Detroit, I thought maybe they'd be a surprise and on Friday decide to come here, but they didn't. But, you know, you got Phil, I mean, who still is the big draw. You got the number one player in the world, who, you know, still doesn't have Phil's history and doesn't have his persona, but I mean, he was engaging. Brooks was yesterday. He was fourth. You know, he answers your questions. I mean, it was a good interview and good interview session. And I was at Pebble Beach on the range on maybe Tuesday, and I'm sitting there and I'm here listening to all these, you know, clubs hitting balls, ding ding, and then all of a sudden I hear this boom, just different than all the rest. And I go, what the hell is that? And I turn around, it's Koepka. I mean, it sounds different than anybody else who hits the ball. Just the you know, the concussion it makes when he hits it. And this afternoon, a few holes just to see how far it is.
The Ryder Cup was a terrific event here just a couple years ago, and I know a number of players have said how they like coming back again to Minnesota, they say, because of that. Whether they mean it or saying it, I'm not sure, but it seems to be sincere. But the guy that I find really intriguing in that, Jerry, is Patrick Reed. Kind of a lightning rod, but at the Ryder Cup, man, it was a team effort, I understand that, but he was kind of the guy, and now he comes back.
Well, that's always been his reputation. You know, he's always kind of been a loner, a different kind of guy. But in match play, that's been his thing, whether it was in college, Ryder Cup, you know, Captain America. And here, that Sunday finals match with Rory, you'll never forget it. Even with a KPMG, you know, when you're walking the course, nobody out there, you got to number 17, which was 8 as they played at the Ryder Cup. And I just couldn't help but, you know, you could just hear that noise in your head and feel, you know, remember what it was like to have, you know, 20,000 people around that green and those guys putting, you know, bombing putts on top of each other and pointing at each other and screaming at each other. And, you know, they couldn't sustain it for 18 holes, but for 9, 10 holes, that was just magical.
Yeah, so he'll be back, and I would assume we'll probably have a pretty good support group here from Minnesotans.
And he's the kind of guy who could win this thing, you know. It's like, I think the success of this will depend who makes the cut, who gets in contention. You know, if you get a Phil, a Patrick Reed, you know, you get a couple of the names, Finau, Jason Day. If you get it like it was in Detroit last week where there's a bunch of unknowns, even though there's really good storylines in it, I think, especially on a holiday weekend, I think it won't quite have the sizzle. But if you get a couple of those guys in contention and got a chance to win it, then I think you'll call this thing a success.
Yeah, for sure. And it was interesting, too, going back to the Ryder Cup, and I remember talking to Patrick, who was in charge of that at the time, and I was a Friday or Saturday, and I said, boy, I said, this is really going well. He said, it won't be a success unless the American team wins.
Yeah, well, that's why those things are remembered. And, you know, they hadn't won in 8 years before that, but then you get the Sunday. And the other thing is just, you know, if they had that, it was supposed to be, you know, in a regular year, it would have been the week before, but they moved it a week because of the Olympics. And that place would have been unplayable because it had 6 weeks of rain. There would have been no place to park anybody. But then all of a sudden, it's a week later, Monday, the sky's clear, the winds start to blow, it starts to dry out. And then they couldn't have ordered a better Minnesota fall weather than Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That thing was just, it was perfect. Competition was great. The weather was great. It was, you know, Minnesota at its finest.
Jerry, I know you got things to cover and a busy day out here, busy 4 days. But I appreciate you stopping by. I always enjoy reading your stuff.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Zagota, Star Tribune, out here covering this golf tournament. And WCC time is 8:30. Steve has news next. Mike will check your weather. It's all straight ahead on the morning news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.